B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Joining us, Junis, one of the celebs himself. Fantastic. He's the silver fox with the shades. Mr. ESPN football himself, Sal Pal.
Oh, it's so great to be here. It's such a beautiful October day.
Isn't it? It's gorgeous.
It's fantastic. You know, this is the 36th annual Jaws Open. How about that?
I know, that's incredible.
What a great legacy for him and his family, his wife Liz and his children. They do such a great job. And I'm on the board of the Jaws Youth Partnership, have been for many years. Just want to come out and support this great cause. What they do for distressed youth in the nine county region is unbelievable. The amount of money that they raise, it's all for a great
cause. There's the Pope. There's the Pope himself.
Never interrupt Sal.
We were just talking about you and the incredible job that you do, you and Liz and the whole family. You're the best, Jaws.
Sal. He's the best.
As I like to say, the great Ron Jaworski.
It's the Pope. It's the Pope of football.
We're going to join you in a few minutes, but you got the best right here.
That's it, man.
So that's typical Jaws. I get the microphone. He couldn't wait to come over here and take it from me.
You know, my favorite is I still love the giant Jaws bobblehead that's here. I love the Jaws bobblehead. Wearing the numbers.
With the beard and the goatee.
I love it. It's the best. It's the greatest. Well, Sal, just let's start off with general thoughts off of yesterday.
You know, I think the most important thing for people to remember is Carson Wentz fought his rear end off.
Thank you.
But he made, obviously, some mistakes early on in the game that put him in a little bit of a hole. But that's because he's trying to figure out who's on the field and who's not on the field, and timing is everything in the NFL.
And he also had two drops on him.
Yeah, two drops.
There were touchdowns.
Yes. Hightower. Big drop. Big drop. So, I mean, you don't want to make excuses. No player wants to hear excuses. But, you know, there were reasons why they started off very slowly against a very beatable Ravens team. Very beatable. You know, and for me, that's the one big takeaway that I want from this team. You know, Carson Wentz and Doug Peterson, they keep saying the team is close. Because I think the team is close. I really do. Now, if he had more help, it would be a different story.
Well, you know, listen, thankfully it's the NFC East and they have a chance to climb back into it. But let me ask you a question. Because when you're going through this thing, and it was tough in the first half, but showing the moxie to come back, the only thing, if I was Doug, and he said it, that last play for the two-point conversion.
Oh, there's a lot of things. You know, if you want to go through Doug, let's go through Doug. Let's start with the fact that he should have kicked the field goal instead of going for it on fourth down at the end of the first half. Now, if you kick the field goal, very makeable field goal, now it's a two-score game, right? And then at the end of the game, the two-point conversion, you're going for the win instead of the tie. So that was a big mistake, number one. Number two, after he loses another right tackle, and he has to put in Brett Toth. Now, Brett Toth was not even on the flip card. He's not a flip card is what a lineup card is in baseball. Okay, if you don't know what it is, folks. It's the lineup card that everybody is given before the game.
We get it in the press box.
Brett Toth was not on the flip card.
Yeah, so he's a write-in.
I covered the NFL for 25 years, and I didn't know who the young man was. So I look it up, and he's a part-time ROTC instructor at Arizona State who just left West Point. And on the first play, he goes in there, and the Ravens attack him with a corner blitz, and he gives up a sack. Mistake number two for the coaches, Peterson and Jeff Stoutland. You put in Brett Toth at the right tackle position. You got to line up a tight end or somebody to help him with protection. That was big error number two. And then big error number three was running a zone read run play. Now, that's not blocked properly. But a zone read doesn't give Carson Wentz the option of being able to throw the ball.
Exactly.
Now, exactly. You're wearing the Philly Special face mask.
Yes.
Why didn't they call Philly Special down there?
And you, they and, Nick Foles do that.
Well, yeah, all right. But, you know, the answer from Doug Wooden might have been, well, John Harbaugh seen it in the Super Bowl. They would have sniffed it out. But they sniffed out the the zone read and run.
It's also a bad call against the Ravens, who are going to man you. You know how they play. They have great corners, and they're going to play man, and so they're going to give you a bare front. It's hard to run against that front, let alone doing it with Boston Scott and Carson Wentz.
They have blitzed 54% of the time, the Ravens. That's not only number one in the National Football League. It would be number one in the National Football League for any team of the last 15 years. They blitz on passing downs. They blitz on running downs. You know in that situation, they're going to give you a bare front, and they're just going to come at you. They're going to come at you. So you got to give the quarterback an option other than running with the ball.
I didn't get that.
You could even see, because I had my binoculars on Carson Wentz. I always follow the quarterback down to the bench. You cover a lot of games. You watch what the reaction is at the bench, because that's what you're there for.
Yep.
You don't watch always what's going on the field. You can see the replay 100 times. What you can't see is reaction. Carson Wentz was just shaking his head after he was coming off the field. And I'm thinking, all right, number 11, how come you don't go timeout there? Why don't you call? You had one. Why didn't you call a timeout?
Yeah, but is it on Wentz to call the timeout, or is it on Doug to call the timeout?
Either one. You're the field general. Call one.
I guess.
I don't want to absolve Carson Wentz in that situation. I'm saying it's a bad call. Doug Peterson said it was his mistake, but at some point he's got to go to the line of scrimmage and say they are just pinning their ears back and coming on this play. They got it sniffed out. They had it sniffed out.
Oh, I get it.
You got to hold up the two hands and go like this to the ref.
Yeah, listen, you're not wrong, that's for sure. You're not wrong. I mean, I don't know. I looked at it and went, what are you doing? Because we all saw the same thing.
Yeah.
We all saw the same thing. All right. That was the two-point conversion. Where are they now? You got a short week. You got the Giants, bad football team. What state are they in? Now you got to have enough players to play the game.
Well.
I'm kidding aside, but it's hyperbole, but they are banged up.
Yeah. The biggest thing is that they are now completely susceptible to pressure. Carson Wentz is getting brutalized. He was, according to the numbers that ESPN put out, and I, God love the ESPN stats and information, where would my life be without them? But they said he was only hit 16 times. I think he was hit 16 times in the first half.
I know.
But just from the eye test, it looks like he was hit
on that long drive, he was hit 16 times alone.
I know. Okay, so he's been sacked and hit and pressured more than any other quarterback in their first six games in the last 10 years. I mean, come on. So they're susceptible to pressure. So what's the most important thing that they have to do? They have to give these teams another look, and another look is Jalen Hurts. They got to get him on the field more.
I hate that.
I know you do.
What does that serve? He's not ready. You're going to put Jalen Hurts behind that line?
No. I'm saying you got to give him another look. You got to put Jalen Hurts as an option on the field to at least make the defense think twice about coming after number 11. Doesn't that make sense? When he was on the field.
I don't like it, but whatever. I'll be honest with you. I'd rather have a real skill guy on the field.
What do you like?
They are.
Right, give me an answer.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
You're going to have to max protect. You're going to have to play football. I mean, doing gimmick stuff with Jalen Hurts and expecting that to work. I mean, I, I,
I'm not saying every down, cuz.
I mean,
I'm saying that there has to be more of Jalen Hurts into the offense. You got to give him a different look. Whatever you're doing. All right, I'll give you another example. I think they need much more misdirection. Much more.
Well, but again, but that's something that we've been called for all week.
All right, so you put Jalen Hurts on the field, then you can do some of that stuff.
You could do it without Jalen Hurts, too, you know. You could actually utilize other skill people. If you're going to have Jackson back for the game Thursday, apparently, right?
Fine. Jackson
Fulgham is real. Fulgham's legitimate, right? I mean, you know, you're going to have Goddard come back. He's supposed to be back Thursday. I mean, you're going to have some pieces come back that you can utilize. I just don't get the Hurts thing. You want to put him on a couple here and there, or whatever. But you're taking off a skill guy. For what? Like, what's he going to do?
I thought he looked pretty good.
Really?
Yes. I thought he looked pretty good.
He had one run.
I thought he looked pretty good. I thought there was opportunities for him in that game where he could have done a lot more.
That's Sal, you've been covering the game for 100 years. You know that's just a gimmick that works once. You're going to keep going to the well with that. That against that defense, you think that's going to work? What's going to work off of it? Can he throw the football?
I like to see him throw it.
Wow. You think he's ready? Because I don't.
I'd like to see him try, yeah. Get him rolling out in the pocket, start moving.
Well, how about you have Wentz do that?
Fine, let's do it.
Yeah, but no, but there's a big difference between having
and then pitch
behind Hurts.
Pitch to Jalen Hurts, and let's see him throw the football. Give him some options to throw the football.
Oh, now you're just making it the turkey bowl. I mean, is that it? We're just going turkey ball football?
Well, you got to give him a different look, is what I'm saying.
Okay, but do we have to go turkey ball to have a different look? How about we get imaginative with actual skill, real skill guys?
You want to go in the parking lot right now or run a little turkey ball place? I know my place will beat your place.
Oh, any day of the week, brother. I'll go at it any day of the week. You know that. We'll go down to the death, too.
We have.
That's right. Hey, Drew, come here. Here, I'm going to draw the play up. it's a great conversation, though. It is interesting. So I'll ask
you this. I'm not saying Jalen Hurts is the be-all, end-all answer. I'm saying my point is that if you incorporate more of him into the offense, you will give the defense a different look. Because right now, what you're giving the defense most of the time is static. It's stationary. It's an easy target. Carson's back there as an easy target. Whether or not he is under center and dropping back, or whether he's in the shotgun, it's meet me at the quarterback right now. So you asked me a question, where are we right now? And I said, they're susceptible to pressure. You asked me, what's the antidote to that? How do you fix it? And I said, the first thing you got to do is give them a different look.
I didn't actually ask that question, but that's all right.
One area is Jalen Hurts.
All right. Landscape, Sal, of the NFC East.
Well, right now, I don't know if you saw the thing I sent you on from my Instagram.
Oh, I saw it.
You know, ESPN's Power Football Index.
Washington and the Giants are ahead of the Eagles.
The top five teams to have the first pick in the draft, three of them are from the NFC East.
Yeah.
And still, Eagles, Washington, New York Giants, and they're only one game out of first place.
Yeah.
The division is winnable, but I don't see a lot of games right now, unless they get healthy, that they're going to win.
They Sal, biggest thing they need improvement on, does it go back to personnel?
Right now,
personnel?
The biggest thing they need to do is make sure the corners on 3rd and 10 are not giving up 3rd and 12.
Yeah. Well, I agree.
Let's do little picture, big picture. All right. Little picture is, let's do the little things right. Like when they're in 3rd and 10, you know, Nickell Robey-Coleman is not 12 yards off the wide receiver, so it's pitch and catch for Lamar Jackson and Marquise Brown. Let's start with little things.
I mean, you know,
little things like
the Sticks defense has been a staple of this defense. You know that.
He was beyond the Sticks by 2 yards. So the other thing is that offensive holding in the NFL, offensive holding calls in the NFL are down 59%. You know the number. Down 45% over a 5-year average. You saw the game last night, Bucks and Packers. What did defensive coordinator Todd Bowles from Temple do last night? he blitzed the living daylights out of Aaron Rodgers. So I texted Todd Bowles this morning. I texted Todd Bowles and I said, Coach, if they're not going to call offensive holding, you might as well blitz every down. He goes, you got that right.
They do that in Kansas City, too.
So Spags does it in Kansas City. So
he did it against Baltimore.
So
the entire fourth quarter.
Little picture, big picture. Little picture, big picture. Let's play up to the sticks on third down if you're the corners. Big picture, someone needs to get Jim Schwartz into a room and say, get him into the room.
I don't understand that he just does not.
Get him into the room and say, you want to keep your job? Then you're going to have to blitz on third down.
I agree with you. You and I lockstep on the defense.
If they're not going to call offensive holding, you might as well blitz.
Yep. And then big picture again, personnel.
Yeah, well, that's hard to fix now.
Well, you're not fixing it now, but you know what I'm getting
at. But
there
are things they can do now to improve the team.
I had somebody in the league who stumbled on Eagles tape and said, wow, I didn't realize they were that bad. I mean,
Well, Brett Toth is your right tackle.
I mean, you know, between injuries.
Jamon Brown had an absolutely brutal game
and drafting,
at right guard. Yeah.
It's taken the soul out of this team.
Well, they cut Travis Fulgham on September 3rd only because they wanted to keep J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. They got lucky that they were able to bring him back on the practice squad. Now, you know, pardon me, but I think he's their best wide receiver.
Oh, it's not even close. And what about not putting Jeffrey on the pup list? Which caused you to lose a draft pick.
Not good.
Sal's shaking his head.
Not good.
I got what you're going to say, right?
Not good.
You're the best, brother. So, are you playing?
Golf today?
Yeah.
I'm here for, you know, meet and greet.
You're perfect for that, too.
I got the sunglasses.
Oh, you see?
I got the Ron Jaworski jacket.
Cool.
I'm meet and greet today.
I love it, Sal.
I'm doing whatever I can to support this great charity.
Yeah, you're the best, man. God bless you.
Thank you for having
times.
Me on your show.
I love you,
There's
Sal.
There's nothing better than texting the cuz on a Sunday afternoon. Because I want to just get the temperature of what he's feeling. Because if I get the temperature of what he's feeling, I know what the entire Delaware Valley is feeling. Right? So I text him just a little tweak to make sure, you know, he's paying attention. And I get a barrage of texts back. You can't believe this, that, and the other thing.
Listen, I'll just give you an opinion. I'm giving you X and O.
You give me analysis.
Sure.
Say, are you paying attention to the game, Sal, pal, or what?
I love you, brother. You're the best, man.
You're the best. Thanks.
Here he is, the great Sal Palantonio, ESPN Live at the Jaws Youth Playbook Open. Beautiful stuff.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.